This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 3rd, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, April 3, 2014. Before we get started with the meeting today, I'd like to recognize Commissioner Weintraub for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday was a very important day, but not for the reason that you think. Yesterday, April 2nd, was World Autism Awareness Day, and April in the United States is Autism Awareness Month. Throughout the world, some iconic buildings like the Empire State Building in my hometown of New York were lit up with blue lights as part of the lighted up blue to shine the light on autism. I'm wearing my blue shirt in solidarity, and I've got my autism puzzle ribbon on today. A number of autism organizations have adopted the puzzle piece as a logo to symbolize the confounding nature of this disorder. This is an issue that is hits very close to home for me. It affects my family, and I know it affects the families of others here at the FEC. But what is striking and should be concerning for everyone is how many families it actually does affect. The CDC came out with new numbers on this just last week, and they've been studying this for years. And in 2000, the CDC found out that the incidence rate was 1 in 166 children. And the numbers that they came out with last week reflect 2010 incidence rates, and it has now leapt to 1 in 68 children in this country. And for boys, for whom it is much more prevalent, it's 1 in 42. So this is huge, and I find these numbers to be stunning and, as I said, should be concerning for all of us. So in keeping with Autism Awareness Month and Day, I wanted to raise everybody's awareness about autism and send a special shout-out to the researchers who are working very hard to try and find answers on this, to the legislators, Republican and Democrat, because this is a bipartisan issue, who have appropriated funds for that research and for services to individuals and families who are dealing with this, to all the runners and walkers and bake sellers and lemonade stand operators who are out there at the grassroots level raising funds on a regular basis to try and have more support for more research and services, to the teachers and caregivers and aides who on a daily basis are working to try and help everyone who is on the autism spectrum achieve their fullest potential, and of course to the many, many, many individuals out there who are dealing with this condition on a daily basis, and to the families that have their backs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. The first item on our formal agenda today is correction and approval of minutes for March 18, 2014, agenda document number 14-21.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt agenda document number 14-21, minutes for the open session held on March 18, 2014.
Motion is to approve the minutes. Are there any corrections or comments about the pending minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The vote. The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Next item on our agenda today is Draft Advisory Opinion 2014-01, Solano County United Democratic Central Committee, by Paul Stichick, the treasurer. And is Mr. Stichick with us on the telephone?
Yes, he is.
Mr. Stichick, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being patient with us at the FEC while we tried to work through your issues. You have a small committee, and there was not a lot of money at stake, but you did raise some complicated legal issues for us to work through, and we've been working very hard, and I can tell you that your fellow Californian, Vice Chair and Commissioner Ann Rattle, has worked very hard to help facilitate an opinion to give you some guidance here. I don't know if there are going to be any questions for you, but if you'd hold on, I'd like to ask first, are there any motions for late submitted documents on this matter?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 14-11C, revised draft A, advisory opinion 2014-01, Solano County United Democratic Central Committee, and agenda document number 14-11B, draft C, advisory opinion 2014-01, also Solano County United Democratic Central Committee, and agenda document number 14-11D, revised draft C, advisory opinion 2014-01, Solano County United Democratic Central Committee.
Okay, the motion pending is to relax the rules to allow for late submitted documents. Is there any discussion about this? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. And is it Kevin? We have Kevin Paulson from our Office of General Counsel and Policy Division here today. Kevin, would you like to discuss this?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Goodman. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 1411, 1411A, 1411B, 1411C, and 1411D, which contain five alternative draft advisory opinions responding to a request from the Solano County United Democratic Central Committee. Included are two versions of draft A, one version of draft B, and two versions of draft C. The requester is a local party committee that seeks to use approximately $11,000 in its predecessor committee's federal account for federal election activity. The predecessor committee failed to file reports with the commission between 2004 and 2005 and was administratively terminated. In 2008, when its chair discovered the 2005 termination, the predecessor committee's federal account was isolated, unused, and nearly forgotten until it was discovered by the requester in 2012. The requester has located bank records associated with the account for most of the period between 2004 and 2008. Further, the requester confirmed that it transferred funds from the non-federal account to the federal account in 2004 and 2012. Draft A and revised draft A both conclude that the requester may not transfer the funds from the dormant account to its federal account or spend the funds on federal election activity because the requester did not comply with the Act and Commission regulations regarding source prohibitions, amount limitations, and disclosure requirements. Draft B, Draft C, and Revised Draft C all conclude that the requester may transfer funds from the predecessor's dormant account to the requester's federal account and spend the funds on federal election activity, provided that it makes best efforts to disclose the source of the cash on hand balance. We received no comments on the request or the drafts. If the Commission votes to approve any draft, we ask for the authority to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions or comments? Any questions for Mr. Paulson or comments or questions for Mr. Stichik, who's on the telephone? Vice Chair Ravel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This was a difficult matter for me because it poses two, as was indicated by counsel, very valid conflicting concerns. One is the concern for a small committee, which was misled by its treasurer for many years. And the amount of money involved is de minimis, as he said, around $11,000, which is a whole lot less than what Justice Scalia thinks is not a heck of a lot of money. When the committee discovered the problem, they isolated the account, they did the right thing, and they stopped using the account. On the other hand, of course, there's a very strong interest in ensuring that potentially improperly received monies are not used for federal election activity, and that the committees be required to disclose their activity, which wasn't done here. But for me, in the very unique circumstances here, I'm going to vote to allow Solano County to use the funds. The result, I believe, is in the best interests of the donors and the public who thought they were contributing to federal election activity. And the draft I support, which is one of the drafts, it will not only honor the intent of the individual donors, but it also imposes additional disclosure requirements on the committees when they use the funds, which will ensure transparency. So I'm very comfortable going forward on this matter.
Any other commissioners have any questions or comments regarding this advisory opinion request? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am not going to be able to support, I guess it's revised draft C, which I think is going to be the opinion that carries the day. As has been stated, this is not the case of the century. This is a local party committee that found itself with $11,000 that it didn't know it had, and they're trying to figure out what they can do with it. And I appreciate their that they came and asked us, and I appreciate that they tried to provide us with a lot of records. We still don't have perfect records, so we're not entirely sure what money is in this account at this point. We have some bank records, but not all the bank records. Some of the canceled checks indicate that there may have been entities that may have been impermissible sources that had some money in this account. We know that there were a couple of transfers from the non-federal account into this so-called federal account. Our best efforts policy specifically says if your staff mess it up, that doesn't count as best efforts, whether or not you knew about it. We're never going to get perfect reporting of all this because we just, not out of any ill will on the part of the requester. I think they just don't know perfectly. And to the extent that they're looking for a reasonable accounting method, a generally accepted accounting, the one that would comply with generally accepted accounting principles, this is a term of art. It's not just anything that sounds reasonable. It includes particular methods such as LIFO, FIFO, last in, first out, first in, first out. It does not include just pick and choose whichever amounts you can find that appear to be permissible and use those. So I think, although I'm very sympathetic to the committee and I'm not going to lose any sleep over not being on the winning side on this one, I'm not going to be able to support revised draft C. I think just for the sake of clarity down the road, so to create a record of what my views are, knowing that it will fail, I will probably nonetheless move agenda document 14-11C, which is revised draft A, which more closely comports with my views on this.
Any other commissioners have any comments or questions regarding this advisory opinion request? Hearing none, Commissioner Walther, did you want to speak? Oh. Commissioner Weintraub, did you want to make a motion and have a vote?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 14-11C, which is revised draft A in advisory opinion 2014-01, Solano County United Democratic Central Committee.
Did you want to authorize technical and conforming edits?
Sure, although since I'm fairly well convinced I'm going to lose, I don't think they'll really
be
necessary.
I'm sorry, being facetious.
Mr. Chairman.
Any questions or comments about the pending motion? All in favor of the pending motion to approve agenda document number 14-11-C, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying no.
No.
No. Any abstentions? The motion fails by a vote of 1-5 with Commissioner Weintraub voting in favor and all other commissioners voting opposed. Is there any other motion? Yeah. Vice Chair Ravel from California.
Thank you.
From the great state of California.
The most wonderful state. and so is Solano County. I move approval of agenda document number 14-11D, revised draft C, advisory opinion 2014-01, Solano County United Democratic Central Committee, and all conforming and whatever it is edits. Thank you.
So the motion is to approve agenda document number 14-11D and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any conforming technical edits. Is there any discussion about the pending motion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed?
No.
The motion passes by a vote of 5-1 with Commissioner Weintraub voting no. All other commissioners voting aye. So, Mr. Stichik, you have come to the FEC, and you've brought us together on something. And I must admit, Mr. Stichik, that when I read what you're getting from us, there's still a little bit of legalese in it. And I just want to let you know that the resources of the Federal Election Commission are at your disposal. So when you get this opinion, Bob Knopp and our policy office and your reports analysis division analyst, Caitlin Egger, will help you implement the guidance that you're getting in this advisory opinion from us. And I just want to thank you for your patience with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And thanks to the entire commission. I appreciate it. And the legal counsel has been a great help to me. I appreciate that as well. Thank you very much, and good morning to you.
Thank you, Mr. Stichik. We look forward to, well, hopefully not seeing you too far down the road. Yes, Commissioner Hunter.
Yes, thank you. Are we finished? We're finished with the advisory opinion?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to bring up, just found out this morning that one of my colleagues, the vice chair here on the commission, Ann Ravel, published an op-ed this morning in the New York Times entitled, How Not to Enforce Campaign Laws. And just in case you haven't seen it yet, the first paragraph reads, the Federal Election Commission is failing to enforce the nation's campaign finance laws. I'm in a position to know. I'm the vice chairman of the commission. Of course, it's the fault of the three Republican commissioners. Of course, for the FEC not enforcing campaign finance laws. And as we know, this is an election year. And there are groups out there, many groups, 501c4s, who are out there trying to decide how do they want to spend their money? Which issues do they want to talk about? Which candidates would they like to mention in their issue ads? Maybe they might even want to run an IE. Maybe it's an environmental group who, as we know, lots of environmental groups are participating heavily in this year's election debate, as they have every right to do. And perhaps one of these environmental groups decides that they really want so-and-so to win the congressional race because he or she stands firm with the environment, and they want to run an ad saying, elect this person to Congress. They will vote the right way on clean air and all that kind of stuff. People might be a little confused seeing an op-ed like this from the vice chair of the commission. And so I was wondering if you might entertain a few questions. In that scenario, is someone...
I'm not going to entertain any questions at this time. My op-ed speaks for itself.
So should we investigate every 501c4 who runs any kind of election-related advertisement? And what is your definition? You cite federal campaign activity. What's your definition of that? How is one supposed to know what they're able to do? How can they exercise their First Amendment rights under this standard? It doesn't speak for itself. It raises numerous questions. I think it's irresponsible to lay things out like this. We did vote against going forward in a matter, Crossroads. We put out a lengthy, very thorough statement explaining our reasons. As you know, because I've spoken with you about this privately, we don't take those decisions lightly. When we vote against enforcing a matter, it's because that's the way we read the law. You're happy if someone's enforcing the law as the way you read it, not as the way it's on the books and as the way it's described in the 2007 E&J. The FEC could never come up with a hard and fast rule on how to determine political committee status, which is why we have a case-by-case determination, as explained by this E&J. We went through the NGA and explained why we didn't think Crossroads crossed that line. You disagree with it, obviously. Now, as you know, it's before the courts. And now, I don't know what, if I were a law clerk reading this, I don't know what I would do. I mean, if I cared, it would say the judiciary is misguided deference to the anti-enforcement block. What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to give deference to your block? Is that what you want them to do? I'm just confused.
Look, I don't think this is the time to speak about this, and I'm happy as always, and I have always made myself available to talk to you about my views. I don't think there's a matter of confusion here, in all honesty. You are entitled to your opinion. I am as I am, and that's what this is. It's an op-ed. There have been op-eds written by your side that we didn't necessarily agree with.
I'm happy to talk about any of them.
Absolutely. And that's what's at stake here. I have the right to express my views,
You
which
absolutely
I have done.
Do. You absolutely do. But you also, I think, that we're all public official. We're officials. This is a public meeting of the FEC. We're paid by the taxpayers. And I think people may read this and say, what am I to do? How am I supposed to know how I can spend money? I mean, if I were sitting there at the Sierra Club, I might have the same question. I as you know, I've talked to you numerous times in private. Happy to talk to you about this in private if that's how you prefer. Thank you.
Are there any other comments, discussion points of members of the commission? Mr. Noddy, did you want to?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that the last item on the agenda ever got officially held over.
I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, item 3 on the agenda, draft advisory opinion 2014-02, make your laws pack, has been held over. And we will try to take that, hopefully we'll be able to take that up at our next meeting, public meeting in April. If there are no other comments of commissioners, Ms. Orok, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to pay attention to today?
There are none.
Thank you. Hearing none. Before we close,
I'm sorry.
Chair Ravel.
On the matter, make your laws pack. I would like to mention that we're going to be releasing a draft ourselves in a few weeks, and we would be very interested in receiving public comment on what approach the commission should take on this matter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hearing no other questions or comments, the meeting of the FEC open meeting is now closed.